This is Dungeon Not Included, the actual play podcast for the adventurous listener. You are listening to our game of Bulldogs, a sci-fi adventure RPG from Galileo Games. Brennan is your GM and host, Frank plays Sticky, Alex plays Graucom McGruff, and Red plays San Ming. Our theme music is by Seamus Ronan. Well, all right. Welcome back to this week's episode, and we're going to have Graucom give us his recap of what happened last week.
All right. Last week we had we successfully delivered the manure. We were able to get a nice dolly. We set our security systems up. There were some weird ships in the sky. We brought it to their location, dropped it off, got paid, turned around, and were immediately stopped by some pirates who told us that everything was good. We're well on our way because we were unarmed. We went in, we selected the more preferable of three, options for our next job, where we're going to be transporting some cryogenic materials. We stepped outside only to find a new adversary by the name of Captain Berger Bagul, who is a leader of a group of pirates who has offered to trade our ship, the White Elephant, for anything else we can find. San Ming had a very spirited debate about the ethics of piracy, while I went around looking at other ships, and while I found nothing, Sticky or snuck aboard a ship with some people, with some of these pirates, hotwired a vehicle to crash into some other ones. And that's where we left off, is the middle of dealing with trying to negotiate with pirates while crashing ships in the background.
All right. So I'm going to jump right in with you here, Sticky. What happens is the whole cockpit begins to collapse in on itself with you and these pirates inside.
All right. First order of business is to try to secure possibly a firearm they may have dropped in this.
That's totally doable because they are both surprised and alarmed by the prospect of being crushed to death. So you can easily snatch a gun from one of them.
Right. And then I'm this little guy. I'm just going to try to sneak away. Just in all the rubble and the carnage, maybe I could like sneak under some debris and get out.
Okay. As the ship continues to sort of crush itself, the pirates are screaming. Some of them are attempting to take over the controls. A couple of them are fighting to try and get out the door, and you can try to squeeze between their legs out the door and escape if you want.
Yes.
All right. I am going to actually have you make an athletics check for that.
Okay. No athletics. So let's get
Oh. It's going to be great when Sticky tries to do something they're actually able to do.
Here we go. Let me see if I can do it for you here. Show you here, Frank, how to roll.
I don't know why I keep hitting the wrong key.
Yeah, it's, I guess my mic is my way. And I roll 4DF. Like that.
Now that I've seen how rolling works, let me do it.
I think that's fair because that was terrible. All right. So what happens is the three of you all get tangled in the doorway, Frank.
I don't have a cultural reference to make. It's like three, stooges.
Three's company.
Yeah.
All right. We get jammed into the doorway.
It is like starting to pinch shut. You're kind of caught up in their legs. One of them is screaming as a piece of the ship pierces him. And then the ship's engines rumble to a stop, at least. But then the ship itself seems to be toppling over to the side.
So in that split moment before when the crushing stops and the ship's about to tilt over, I just say to the two other people I'm stuck with, like, well, I don't have any ideas.
Right. Meanwhile, outside, you were in the spirited conversation with Berga when suddenly this ship crashed in the background.
Flaunting my moral superiority as my crewmate crashed her ship into another ship.
Right.
Well, even better, didn't crash her ship. I'm pretty sure that, if I remember correctly, it crashed one of the regular people's cargo ships into another cargo ship, correct?
That is correct, yes.
So a pacifist ship crashed into a pacifist ship, more so than we actually did any damage to the pirates.
Well, there were some, to be fair, there were some pirates on board, so sure. There you go.
Yeah, sure, okay.
All right. So Burga's shocked eyes go to this. If it was meant as a distraction, it's totally working. The question is, what are you going to do now that Burga is distracted?
Sun Ming looks back, eyes widen in horror, and she grabs Gralcom's arm and starts hauling him towards the white elephant.
Okay, but, so you're running for the white elephant.
Yeah.
Attempting to drag Gralcom along.
Yes.
Gralcom.
But San Ming, isn't our captain inside that other ship over there?
Well, that's his problem, isn't it?
I wouldn't
be surprised if he was the one crashing the goddamn ship.
Oh, I'm not. There's no doubt in my mind that he's the one who crashed that ship. Those pirates look remote. They look at least a little competent. So there's no doubt in my mind that if anyone crashed a ship, it's him. But I'm sure there's...
Pick him up on the way.
We'll pick him up on the... How?
So are you still running towards the white elephant when you say
that? Yes! Yes! Through this whole conversation.
Yeah. And I'm going with her, but staring longingly back at the crashed wreckage that contains our crew member.
Okay. Well, you are now being chased by a number of pirates as Burga shouts for them to grab you guys.
I'm gonna quickly start assembling my gun while we're going.
Sure. How long is this process?
I'd say he would make it so it'd be very quick. Like, I don't know. Like, you've seen videos of like blindfolded soldiers throwing together their guns really fast.
Sure.
Like,
right.
Like, I think that he does it without even thinking, and doesn't take long at all.
Yeah, that seems legitimate. That it doesn't take long at all. You do have shoot as a fairly high skill, right?
Yeah, very high. It's my number one.
Yeah.
My great.
Your top skill.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you're running, you're assembling a gun. Meanwhile, on the crashing ship, it has toppled over to the side, and it has a couple of sort of wing-like protrusions on it, and one is now crumpled against the ground. So it's at about a 45-degree angle to the ground, Frank, as Sticky is stuck inside. And the two pirates that you're with are still struggling to get through the door.
Right, so does the toppling of the ship... Does that action maybe free me up a little bit where I could try squeezing between them again?
Absolutely. You and one of the pirates sort of slip through the door as it topples over into the hallway on the other side. The one guy who is still in the door is you know, stuck through by a piece of metal. So he's not going anywhere.
Great. Whole part of my plan. So I'm gonna just I guess this is still an athletics check, right?
If you're gonna run, yeah. If you're gonna duck into a side room and try to hide or sneak your way out, that would be more of like a stealth move.
Oh yeah, I'll do that. That was my initial aim. Let me pull up my character sheet and I will try that stealth move. And I got a 3.
Okay.
Nice.
That's the target number that the pirate needs to find you. I will roll as well. And if I'm adding bonuses to that, do I just do a plus, right?
I think once you hit the
are you rolling? Are you getting the dice picture?
Yeah. You put the die size plus modifier.
Yeah, right. So you'd rolling 4d4 plus 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually just a straight roll for him. And he got a whopping minus 1.
Yeah.
So he sees you slip to the side of the corridor. You know, you open a door and you sort of fall through it. But then he is just scrambling down the corridor towards the exit of the ship. He doesn't seem to be trying to chase you.
all part of my plan. Yeah, I'm going to try to get out of the vessel. And now that I'm armed, relatively small, there's a big disaster outside. I'm hoping the crew saw this and are making a beeline for our ship too. And then, that is my plan now. Try to get out on our ship before the pirates get their act together.
Okay. That's reasonable. Your stealth helps you, helped you evade that guy. But if you kind of abandon stealth, you can move your way through the ship pretty rapidly.
I am going to do that. I don't think they're primarily concerned with chasing me at this, like for the next few seconds. It may only be a few seconds, but it's enough for me to bolt.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And outside, Graucom, you've got your gun put together. There are a good half dozen pirates chasing you as you're running towards the white elephant. Sanming, have you sort of let go of Graucom at this point, or are you still dragging him?
If he came along easily, then yeah, I let go.
I'm running with you, I think.
Yeah, so no, I'm not holding on to him.
Okay, perfect. So Graucom, you can take a couple of shots as you run.
Oh, absolutely. So just roll shoot.
Yes.
Yeah, no modifier. Rolled a 2 on my shoot.
That's a 2.
Yep.
Okay.
-2.
Yes. Yeah. Your enemies have received a -2 on their roll. So, you shoot one directly, your shot is a dead hit. So exactly what were you aiming at?
Oh, I'm going center mass probably out of standard training. So
okay, and you fire several times, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's enough species out there that I'm basically, if there's a center piece, that's probably where I'm going to try and hit.
Right.
Like,
okay. So you hit one of these guys, another green skinned hacker Gorkin. You hit him dead center, and he flops down pretty decisively on that shot. Are your weapons medium weapons?
They are mediums.
Yeah. Okay. Then all you had to do was hit, because these guys can't really defend themselves against that. They don't have. They're just goons.
Yeah.
So they don't have anything. But
still coming at us, even though
the other 4 or 5 of them are still coming at you. You blasted one dead, but the rest are still charging. They're attempting to close the distance and try to overwhelm you with numbers.
All right, Sun Ming, if you don't mind getting that door open, I can try and hold them off as long as I can. But the sooner you get it open, the sooner we can get those guns auto firing. Please get it open.
You are approaching the ship, and all the guns have turned to a train themselves on you. And a loud voice comes from the ship that says, "Warning, security system activated."
Sun Ming!
So as soon as Sun Ming gets within distance of the panel, she starts putting in the admin code.
Okay, so you're trying to punch in what, the admin key from where?
The one you said was the for like the panel, a panel like near the door of the ship, right?
Well, I guess something. Did we ever establish how that works? Because it's possible. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but we can do a lot of this stuff remotely, right? Could you do it from like some sort of handheld thing as we're running up?
Yeah.
Or do we have to actually get
through the ship? We never established if that was.
We didn't. So we'll say that you can do it remotely, because otherwise it's going to shoot you before you can get it.
That was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This is a terrible security system.
Which would be a shitty security system. Yeah.
I don't know. It's the white elephant. Let's try it out.
That's right. I do want you to make it. I'm giving you I'm compelling you, actually.
Okay.
So you gain an extra fate token, because you have to make this roll at all. Because it's a systems check to actually see if you can access the right system turn this off.
All right, here we go. That's a 2.
Okay, that's not going to be good enough. The ship is going to open fire at you.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Can I?
You can always spend a token, a fate token, and activate one of your aspects if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to use my aspect stay off the radar for that. So, like,
hey,
she's good at blending in. So maybe, like, Sun Ming, like, knows where the blind spot is for the guns and moves there while she punches in the code. Or at least okay. while she tries to find the correct system to punch in the code.
That makes sense. So go ahead and spend that token, and that will bring you up to a 4, which is enough to deactivate the ship's security systems as you are running up.
Yeah. Oof. Cool. Yeah, so Sun Ming does that.
And as you were doing that, the pirates all sort of mob you, Graucom, charging up and attempting to tackle you to the ground.
I don't have my fate points marked either from last time. I think I should still have, I think I had 2 because I used Jerry Rigger once, which I assume drew from my fate points, right, to do that before?
It did.
So then I should still have 1 left. Can I do quick on the draw to try and shoot them before they hit me? Or is that not how that works?
Quick on the draw actually does work that way.
All right. Then I'm going to spend my last fate point, I guess, to do quick on the draw in order to shoot before they can tackle me. And
yeah, let me just check that. I don't think Jerry Rigger actually does require a point.
Yeah, because they are, I mean, all right. So it's, as I said, it's been a while since I've played fate. They are stunts, so
not all stunts cost a fate point.
Oh, okay.
To use in game.
So then I should theoretically have 2 left then.
Yeah, but let me just check.
Yeah.
I will also check whether quick on the draw is.
Yeah, Jerry Rigger is on 138 and quick on the draw is on 146. I marked those on my stunt.
So Jerry Rigger does not cost you anything.
Yeah, sweet.
But quick on the draw may.
Yeah.
Quick on the draw. No, but it only works once per conflict.
Okay, so I mean,
once you use this, you can't use it again in this fight, basically.
Okay, I guess I'm going to have to, just because I'm going to be tackled by like 4 people.
Right.
So I'm going to use that. So do I get any, how does that work in terms of like my role here? Do I have to add anything to it or just roll a shoot?
No, you just take a standard shoot attack action out of order. So okay.
It goes off before their tackle goes off. Perfect.
Exactly. Right.
So I'm going to...
So go ahead and roll a shoot again.
Submit. 7.
Holy cow. Well, you may actually plug more than a couple of them this time.
Sounds good to me.
They got a 2, so that's still just 1 of them that you took out.
Okay. Still 1 less to deal with.
That means that there's 3 of them that are tackling you instead of 4, which is good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can use either athletics mm-hmm. or fight to defend yourself. If you're using fight, it's more like a martial arts blocking thing. And if it's athletics, you're basically trying to do like a wide receiver and dodge out of their way.
I'm going to, he's a fight boy. He's going to fight.
Yeah.
So, the 3 on that fight.
Okay. So you rolled a 3
mm-hmm.
and your opponents.
Come on.
Got
a
7.
Oh no.
Part of the reason that they're so good at this is that they outnumber you. So
yeah, I figured.
So you're going to take 4 stress from this. Actually, what they're doing is creating an advantage. They're tackling you. So they've grappled you. So you right, have to, you have an aspect on you now called grappled.
All right. And where do I put my stress? Types of stress. 4. Oh,
you don't actually don't have to take the stress because they've just grappled you. That's all.
All right. So I'm being held in place. Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A little help here. Anybody?
Yeah, so Sun Ming, she typed in the admin code. I assume the ship's open now.
Yeah, the ship went security system offline.
Thanks for announcing that, stupid ship. So she'll turn around, see Graucom being tackled, and she's going to run over and try and rip some of these guys off of him.
Okay. While you're doing that, Sticky, you've run out of the ship and are booking it towards the White Elephant right now.
Yes. Excellent.
Coming your way is Berga and a fairly large contingent of these pirates. And they do have longer legs than you. So what is your plan?
Are they coming at me or are they coming at the ship and we're just gonna like...
They were coming at the ship and you ran out and now Berga sees you and is pointing at you.
Uh-huh. Let me see. You know what? I am...
You could use stealth in this situation if you wanted to try to dodge behind the wreckage and then sneak around somewhere else.
I'd like to use stealth to get better cover and see if I could take a pot shot at her. I don't want to just shoot her right away. But all right.
All right. So you run over to like the landing gear of another ship and hide behind it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can take cover. That's no problem. I'm not even going to make you roll that. So don't worry about your stealth skill roll.
Right. So then this is just going to be the shoot afterwards.
Yeah. Ooh, a one.
Oof. I mean, it's better than a zero.
It is better than a zero. That's true.
Thank you.
That is an objective fact. That it's better than zero.
My goodness. My character sheet is taking a little while to load here.
Why? It's just going to be roll slash 4DF plus a million and then get a million hits on us. How many people was he with?
Not this case, actually.
Oh, okay. Not bad. Minus one.
Yeah, so you actually hit.
Just start laughing again.
You winged her a little bit, and now she is angry. That is a aspect that is on her that you can actually use if you want to exploit it during the rest of the combat. She will, you know, her angry aspect is something that you can use as an advantage for yourselves.
That's a free invoke?
You get one free invoke on it, and then it goes away.
But can you still invoke it, or is it, like, gone?
No, it will go away, actually, after you invoke it once.
Okay.
That's how the conditions work.
Just clarifying.
The angry and winded conditions, I should say, to clarify. Mm-hmm. You don't have a medium weapon, do you, Frank?
I do not. Let's see, what's the size?
Oh, actually, no, you don't, because this is a pirate gun.
Yeah.
This is just a standard old blaster.
Right.
Yeah, it's not even your gun.
Right. I was impressed.
Okay, so she takes a hit, and that just seems to make her mad, yeah. And so her and a big galloping gang of pirates are headed your way. Son, maybe you were going to throw somebody off of Graukum?
Yeah, I was going to try and rip some of the dudes.
Okay, with fight?
I mean, physique, I think, would make more sense in this case. Because
you're just basically trying to break the create advantage that they have.
Pretty much. I'm literally just picking them up and pushing them off, right?
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Go ahead and make a physique roll.
Yeah. I mean, my fight is better than my physique, but, you know. I'm being honest. That's a three! Yay!
You're not a jerk, you're just honest.
I'm just honest.
Okay, so...
It's up against their advantage thing, right? So would it be like an overcome obstacle against the number that they rolled for their advantage?
No, it's actually against their... They get a physique to hold on, basically.
Oh, okay.
And they got a four. And the reason they got that is because there's three of them. You pulled one of them off, but the other two still have a grip.
Okay. Does that make it any easier for Graukum?
Yeah, a little bit.
Sure. So should I also be trying to do a physique roll here to toss people off me or fight?
You can. You could also just like shoot one of them.
Oh, yeah. Easy enough. Just do that. Yeah. So my arm is free enough to just shoot.
Yeah. She, Son Ming pulled off one that and freed your arm. So
I rolled a four. Shoot.
Okay. And that's going to, that I have a feeling that's going to take care of this guy. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So you just put the barrel of your gun to him and pull the trigger. Just fly.
Yep.
The last guy is then attempting to put a, he's going to try to do a wrestling move on you to disable your gun.
So then he's going to, so how does this work? He's going to do some sort of attack and then I'm going to be able to, do I try and counter it?
That's correct. Or,
okay.
So you can counter it with fight if you want to.
All right. So I will roll my fight here. Oof.
And he got a three. So he's managing. He basically is.
I'm disarmed.
Yeah. He twists your arm and you drop your gun. And he's still got a hold of you.
And I mean, unless there's any objection, I'm just going to physique and try and toss him or fight.
Yeah, but let's see what happens with old Sticky here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So, Sticky, what are you going to do now that they're charging towards you?
Right. I am going to attempt to provoke them into making a stupid mistake, but I need a little bit better idea of the layout of things. So the white elephant is it in the air or is it still?
It's still grounded? Sitting there. It's grounded. Your other crew are still fighting and they haven't gotten on board yet.
They're fighting to get on board. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm actually seeing them fighting.
Absolutely. You are. Yeah.
Okay. So I actually thought for some reason, I thought that was on board. Now that I know that I'm seeing them, like, why are they wrestling? Just shoot. And then Ralph takes up the gun point blank and shoots. And I'm like, good boy.
Good boy.
all right. So,
well, I'll give you an option here actually of something that you could do.
Okay.
You're right by the landing gear of the ship. You could climb up into the ship from the landing gear.
Of our ship. Okay. Cool. You know what? I am actually going to do that. I'm going to sneak on board the ship. I will, I'll leave that anger provoke for somebody else right now, or maybe me at a later point. I'm just going to concentrate my effort on squirming my little butt on the ship.
Okay. Perfect. So, I do want you to make an athletics roll.
Okay.
And I know that's not your forte.
Very few things are. Ooh, minus
you got a minus three. Okay, so you are stuck halfway in and halfway out through the landing gear.
I really hope that the reason I'm stuck is I refuse to give up the gun.
You won't let go of it.
just let go of the gun. No, I got this. Let go of the gun.
Perfect. All right. Graukum, you can try and throw this guy off you now if you want.
Yeah, I'm going to use a fight. Oh, I have two guns. Do I use the second gun to shoot again? Or actually, I only had one concealed narratively. So let's use fight.
Right. Well, you're pretty good at fighting too.
Yeah, I got a three. So yeah, fight three.
And he got a one.
So
that's enough to throw him off of you.
Okay, I'm going to grab my gun off the ground.
Okay, so you dive for your gun.
Yeah, athletics, I assume.
Yeah.
Zero.
Okay, so you fumble with your gun a little bit.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Sanming, the guy you pulled off is still fighting.
Like, he's fighting me, or he's trying to fight Graukum?
No,
okay,
he's trying to fight
you.
Yeah, sure. Give it a try.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to get his ass kicked, that's his own prerogative.
So do you have like a specific martial arts or something that you use?
Yeah, I think Thalds, which are the subset of Arsabarans, have their own fighting style. I can't say what it's like because I should do some more research before picking one at random.
Well, I imagine it's sort of an animal style.
I think it's like a mix between animal and some sort of martial arts. Oh, you mean like
crazy like a tiger style or
tiger
something.
Style. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. I think that works. There's probably a few different styles.
Yeah. So you actually, you know, take a stance and are totally fighting like you know what you're doing. So.
And I'll pull out the knives, even though, like, I think she's more comfortable with a sword than she sure. is with knives.
Go ahead and make your roll.
All right. Is he fighting me or am I fighting?
You're fighting him.
Okay, cool.
But he's fighting back.
That's a 3.
Ooh, nice.
He Great. Also got a 3.
So
and these knives are not your sword, so they are they're not medium weapons. So
no, they are not.
You will get a boost against him next round, basically.
Okay,
you've
yeah,
maneuvered
I'll take
him. That. You've maneuvered him into a situation where he balance.
Within 10 centimeters of you now. Just inside.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Within 10 centimeters of the reach of your fist.
Of my knife.
Yeah.
God, I hate this stupid planet. If right. I had a sword, this wouldn't be a problem.
Graukum?
Graukum's going to shoot at the person who's in front of Sen Ming. If they're the only one left. Oh, no, there's a whole group of people coming at me, right?
From, yeah.
I'm going to aim directly. Is there a way to, like, target specifically? Like, or do I just roll shoot if I have a person I want to shoot? I want to just try and shoot
Captain Berga.
Berga, yeah.
Cool. Captain Berga has run up and has grabbed hold of Sticky's legs.
Oh, so yeah.
Trying to pull him out of the ship.
Distracted, I'm shooting.
That's the most hilarious image.
Yeah.
Your little stubby teddy bear legs kicking.
5 to shoot Berga.
Okay, you got a 5. Okay, yep. Nice. That's good enough to hit. I'm going to give her a 0 just because she's a little distracted. For her defense, because she's not going to be able to roll athletics to dodge out of the way. She can't really do that while she's
holding Sticky. Holding not without Sticky. Dislodging Sticky.
Yeah, right. Well, she's trying to dislodge Sticky, but
oh, I guess yeah.
Has not successfully done so yet. She would have to let go of him to defend herself, and she's not doing that yet. But that's 5 stress to her, which is fairly significant, actually. One of the things you can do is you can bump this up if you want to go ahead and boost it with a fate token and an aspect call.
Okay, I'll use my last fate token here. Oh, wait, we said... Quick draw.
Neither of those stunts to cost fate tokens.
Okay, perfect. Then I'm going to use Dog of War, I guess, to boost it if I can.
Sure, you're cool under fire, man. So
yeah. So do I need to roll again or anything for that? Or
no, it just adds 2 to your skill.
All right. So yeah, then it's a 7 to that.
Yeah. So that's going to be 7 stress, which is like a lot. You can also tag angry.
Oh, and angry. Yeah. Can we do both? Make it a 9, I guess, or no? How does that work?
I don't know. I don't know how angry is. Well, maybe because she's so mad at Sticky that she's got her back to you.
Yeah. So then I'm going to tag both of those in this and boost it to a 9 if I do that, get that correct.
Yeah, that's serious. So that's she's going to have to soak that with a consequence,
mm-hmm.
which is a little bit heavier duty than a condition. So. That means that she's down. She's going to drop it down 6 with a consequence. Still has to take 3 stress. And you have done a very serious, like, sucking chest wound style wound to her chest.
And hopefully some morale damage to her.
Oh, yeah. No, she screams as she gets hit and then, you know, sort of collapses on the ground, letting go of Sticky's legs.
Mm.
And the rest of the crew turn towards you and they all pull out their guns and basically open up a barrage of fire in your direction.
Okay.
Which is bad news for the 2 pirates who are still fighting you too.
Yes, that is true.
'Cause they'll probably get hit as well. But there's a lot of pirates pointing guns at you at this point.
I guess I can either fight back or I can try an athletics to get out of there.
You could try to athletics onto the ship if you want.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try an athletics to onto the ship. But I only have a 1, so let's see. I've rolled a 1.
Ooh, you got a 1.
It's, yeah. It is what it is.
Well, that's your defense.
So. Good luck.
How about you, Sanming? What are you up to? Maybe you don't even notice these guys. You've got two guys attacking you.
I have two of them now.
Yeah.
Where did the other one come from?
It was the one that Ralcom threw off.
Okay. All right. So does my boost only count against the guy I was fighting?
Yes.
Okay, here's what I want to do. I want to, like, basically some kind of, like, judo-like maneuver where I grab the guy I was fighting from before and throw him into the other guy.
Okay. So roll fight for that.
All right.
And I got a 3.
And I got a 3.
Well,
but that's enough to create
advantage.
I have a boost, don't I?
Yes, you do. So it's actually a 4.
So it's actually a 4. Sorry.
And that's enough to create advantage, which means that you fling him into the other guy and they both fall to the ground.
Awesome.
But you now need to make an athletics roll because you're being fired at by a lot of pirates.
Okay. 3.
Okay.
Let's hope these pirates have bad aim.
Sure hope so. Unlikely.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's a barrage of fire, like I said. So, you will take 5 stress, Graukum. And you are going to take 3 stress, Sanming.
Okay, yeah.
And Sticky, they've completely forgot about you.
Ah, my plan is coming to fruition.
So, just so you know, the way these work is you have 2 sets of conditions. Angry and winded, right, which you can use. Those are very easy to get rid of. The next one up is stunned. That's harder to get rid of. It'll last with you for a few scenes. And then lastly is broken, which is actually very difficult to get rid of.
Okay,
because
how do I put these stress on here? Like, what am I, do I just...
You can put them into any box you want, but you
just
can also...
5 points among those spots.
Right, okay. Right. And if you can do that without filling any of those tracks up, then you don't, you're not affected by any of these.
But you only get 2 boxes for each of them unless you have a roll sneak above, of a 2 or above, right?
That's right. But I actually went into everybody's character sheet and checked off the ones that you don't have.
Okay, cool.
So everybody should see how many they have there. The other thing that you can do, Alex, is you can take a consequence. A mild consequence is something like, you know, the Captain Kirk scratch on your chest, right? That one takes 2 away from the damage. A moderate one is more like a broken bone or something a little more serious.
Sure.
And that takes 4 away. And then there's the severe, which will take 6 away from the damage. But that's something like what Captain Berga has now, which is like a sucking chest wound or other serious injury.
All right. So I'm gonna take a mild consequence.
Yeah.
To negate 2 of the 3. I'll let you, what do you think is a good narrative one for this? Just a scratch across the big, I'm probably wearing, does my armor absorb any of this?
Absolutely. You can actually have your armor take the mild consequence instead of you.
Oh yeah, let's do that. The armor's gonna get dinged, I guess.
It's got blast marks on it or something, basically.
Sure. And then I'm gonna give myself I should have nothing on my stress track, right? Right now. And then
not yet.
Now I'm gonna give myself 2 physical and 1 mental. Can I do that? Or
yeah, the physical and mental are winded and angry.
Okay. So I'm going to be both winded and angry, I guess. 2 to physical, 1 to mental. Does that?
No, because you're angry is probably not full.
Because I'm looking at my thing here. I just had I just undid all the dots that you put in.
Oh.
Because I was like, why are these here? All right. So
So you start with two in every category.
Sure.
What's your physique?
Physique is a plus, right? I have a plus two to my physique. It's good.
So then you have an extra box in winded, which is physical.
Okay.
Do you have any resolve?
No, I don't have resolve.
Okay, so that's it.
Okay.
So you have three boxes in winded, two boxes in angry, two boxes in stunned, and two boxes in...
Yeah, then I just unclick the ones that I'm doing then for those last three.
Yeah, you can do it that way.
Okay.
Either way, this isn't the best system, the character sheets.
Sure.
Roll 20.
All right, well then I'm going to remove two physical and one mental. So I still
and
have
you're still and neither one of those affects you at this point. Yes,
and neither one's completely filled.
What's that?
Neither one of them. Neither track is completely gone.
They have to be completely filled to have the condition affect you.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm good.
Yeah, you're good. So your armor takes the brunt of that shot, which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what it's for.
Yay!
You took three, Sunming.
Yeah. Yes, I noted that down.
Okay, and so you're also fine.
Yeah, I have three boxes winded and angry.
Okay. So you guys basically charge through this. You basically get winged a couple of times by this, or it you know, pounds into your armor, Graukum, but then you've run up the ramp up onto your ship. Huh. You guys, Sticky, what are you up to? Are you willing to drop that gun and squirm all the way into the ship at this point?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I finally figured out, the gun, I can release it. But once I'm on, do I have a chance to do something while I'm on the ship, or is this all?
Yeah, what do you want to do?
I would like to sort of commandeer the, or like take over the speakers on the ship, like some sort of loudspeakers if we've got anything like that.
Yeah, because you crawled up through the access hatch to the landing gear into the ship, and there's a console there. You can just hit the button, the all call button, basically, on the ship.
All right, I do so, and basically I'm going to try to...
Intimidate?
Intimidate people, or really just convince them that they've got one chance to get their captain to safety before she dies.
Okay, that's an intimidation.
Yeah.
You're threatening their captain, so that's a provoke roll.
Right.
And I know you're better at that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I'm a little Viking. Three. Is there any untapped, I think angry was already used, right? Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, we used angry in order to get that.
You do have two in the crew pool if you want to use one of those.
No, let's keep that for now.
Okay. So you got a three. The problem is with their force of numbers, they do have a fairly strong resistance to this.
Mm. All right. Do you think it's worth it to... Hey, crew, do you think it's worth using the crew pool just to give you guys a little bit of a buffer to get on the ship?
That sounds good to me.
Well, they're already on the ship, so...
Well, no, we're outside the ship fighting.
No, you ran away from the...
We just ran away using...
That was what your... you were... Your athletics role was... That was what it was for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then we're on the ship. I if you need to... By time? I mean, like...
Yes, so that's more of a piloting check. You know what? Let's do it, because it's more dramatic this way. Otherwise, yeah, I just threaten their captain for no reason.
Right.
Just to remind you, she's going to die. No. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll take from the crew pool and add to it, and hopefully give our pilot some much-needed time to get us out of there.
Okay, and what aspect are you invoking to do that?
It's definitely going to be teamwork makes... No, you know what? Whoever smelt it, dealt it. This thing collapsed around them. They need to take this as a loss, and they need to cut their losses and just try to save face and life.
That's you just it. Need I to want... take the L.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Take the L.
Okay. Let's see what they get. A four, and you have a five, so that's effective.
Nice.
They grab the captain and basically drag her back towards the shelter of the buildings rather than trying to pursue you onto the ship. And you're able to close the ship ramp and run up to the cockpit, San Ming, and you're going to take off. One of the problems that you're having right now is that you have not loaded the cryopods that you're supposed to deliver yet.
I am aware. Where are the cryopods?
In a warehouse right here by the
Here by the port. Okay. Yeah. I was hoping they were a little bit farther away.
Just crazy.
But you are now aboard a ship with guns, so it's a little safer for you than you were out exposed out there. And plus, you can get your weapons back.
Yes, so. I will definitely pick up my Dao on the way in.
Yeah. All right. Now what?
Okay. So I'm going. Where are you, Sticky?
I guess I'm
He's
in.
He's down in the hold.
Yeah.
He's on the ship.
Yes.
Okay, great. Then I'm going to fly it over to the warehouse where the cryopods are.
Land it right in front of the warehouse on the street?
I cannot stop laughing.
I mean, do you have a better idea? Because I am
already
open to
agreed
projection.
To do the job. We are going to go back to where we committed massive property damage with pirates possibly right on our tails. Let's pick up this cargo.
Insurance will cover it.
Yeah.
Just go.
Okay.
Same the whole time. Yeah, love it.
You guys are nuts. Okay, that's awesome. So you're flying over there. The ship is, it's going to be a tight squeeze. So you're going to need to make a piloting check for that.
Oh yeah, I was expecting this.
Uh-huh. I mean, or you could land it on the roof, but then getting the cargo on board will be a difficult.
No. Let's wedge the ship in here.
Okay.
Here we go. 4.
Ooh, nice. Woo!
That's my best piloting check yet.
It is.
You managed to get it maneuvered in between the two buildings and gently set it down on the street without scraping your beautiful paint job. And you pop open the bottom hatch and you're running over to the warehouse. You see one of the local guys there. He looks very confused as to why you've raised it. And he's all, you can't park there.
No time. Just give us the cargo.
Go.
So you could just run past him and get the cargo.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to have to talk to him to get the manifest off of him.
Oh yeah. I'll
you know
do
what?
That.
No, Sticky, you should get the cargo.
I'm actually pretty good at this, but I'm going to be very blunt. I'm like, here you go. Putting down the receipt, signing off the document.
Okay. What are you thinking you're rolling for?
To tell him?
Oh, so you can either intimidate him or smooth talk him into being cooperative enough that it's not going to take too much time.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely intimidate him.
Yeah.
This is why I wanted to do it.
Yeah, but this is also why Sticky wanted to do it.
Yes.
All right. So hit that provoke roll. Yeah. Okay. That is literally no problem. He's like, you know, what do you say to him?
I'm saying, we don't have time. There's people coming to kill us and you too, but it's going to be okay. Just sign this piece of paper. Here you go. Here's your receipt. We're good.
Right. And he's like, well, okay. What?
Copy is yours. Bye.
Bye. I want the other two. I want Graucom and San Ming to both roll Zeke.
Zeke, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
this is
yeah.
For you hauling this cargo as fast as you can onto the ship.
One.
-1. Jesus Christ.
That's terrible.
I don't. My physique is a 2.
Right. And you rolled terribly. So I think you need to probably. You could probably spend a token to re-roll that if you want to, because with those rolls you're not going to be able to get the cargo on in time.
Yeah, I'm gonna tag, I don't know, closest thing I can think of is you wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Oh yeah, that actually makes sense.
Yeah. So I'll tag that to reroll. A one.
That's better. So you've got most of the cargo on board.
Okay, cool.
By the time the pirates are going to show up.
Yeah.
Unless you want, Graalkum wants to do the same.
Let's see. I only have one fate point left. I want to save it.
Okay. In case the pirates show up.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So yeah, you guys are getting these carts, but they're rather large. You got one snagged on the edge of the loading platform, and you know, you had to go full on rage monster to get it unhooked, basically.
Yeah. There's an unsettling snarling sound.
There is, actually. It's not a sound an Arsabaran should be able to make. Down to.
Yeah.
Graalkum looks around nervously and sees nothing out of place and then shrugs and keeps pushing.
Yeah. So you guys are bringing the last two pallets up to the loading dock. What are you up to, Sticky? Are you just there for moral support at this point?
I will help load as well if
okay.
I can.
Yeah, so you're down there helping load when you hear the sound of a spaceship approaching over the tops of the buildings, and you see the main pirate starship coming, and out of it you hear Berga's voice say, "Well, I can see giving you a break was a mistake. So now you can all come out with your hands up or I'm going to blow your ship to pieces."
So we haven't gotten all the cargo on yet.
Nope.
I think neither of those. Let's blow them to pieces.
I think I'm going to keep loading cargo.
Okay. Which one of us can fight the best on a ship?
Shoot is what you do with guns, and Graalkum is really good at that.
Okay, so
Graalkum runs in.
I will help load. I was just clarifying which skill it was. I'll continue helping load, so there's two people loading. But Graalkum, do your worst.
Yes, Captain. And Graalkum runs inside to grab the guns.
Okay, so the thing is, you have three gun turrets, but they're all on the underside of the ship.
Okay. Captain, we have a problem.
So you're going to run. Which turret are you heading to? Turret or one of the side turrets?
I guess the center turret or the front turret, because the side ones aren't going to really help. Captain, I'll gladly shoot these fellows, but we need to get off the ground in order to do it. Unless I'm shooting at the earth, we're not going to be able to do anything here.
Let's do it!
Just do it!
All right, so Graalkum's going to fire wildly in all directions.
Oh, no. Okay, so you basically open fire.
It causes chaos as well.
Blasting into the local buildings, and things are catching on fire. Stuff is shooting up in the air.
Yep, I'll roll that shoot.
Yeah.
And
what you're rolling for here is basically to create as much mayhem as possible, but possibly not kill anybody. I don't know if you're worried about that.
Oh no, I mean, back of his head a little, but for the most part, Graalkum cares about getting this order done. We don't have to come back to this planet.
With a six, though, yeah, you better not. To be honest with you,
I don't have plans of coming back here. So I'm shooting wildly into all of the anything that looks like it could explode to cause as much direction damage as possible or distraction. Okay. Is there a fireworks warehouse nearby that can...
You hit something that seems like it might have been a fireworks warehouse. There's a huge cloud of black oily smoke that goes up into basically a mushroom cloud out of this building.
The Tree Day Festival is a week away, and I found their parade of fireworks and stuff.
Right.
For their annual celebration.
And you hear outside, say, Berga say, fine, if that's how you want it. And their ship opens fire on yours. You do have the cargo on board now, though.
All right. As soon as the cargo's on board, Sun Ming is going to run to the cockpit and try and take off.
Okay, let me just roll to see how badly they damage you before you're able to do that.
Okay.
You guys can't really maneuver much.
Or anything. Yeah, we can't move.
Yeah.
Oh, your ship is so shiny and beautiful, and she doesn't want to... So they're firing mostly at your engines in an effort to disable them. But have failed
still
to do so.
Trying to get the win. That's hilarious.
I know.
Take the L.
Just take the L. It is working to your advantage. So your ship has taken one stress.
Okay. Yeah, so we're in this road, right?
Yes.
And their ship is above ours?
Yes.
Okay, can I... Yeah. I want to, like, pilot down the street a little way.
Well, luckily, the street is not as narrow in front of your ship as it used to be.
Yeah. So, yeah. I want to, like, taxi down this road and then take off. Okay. Right? So that they're not directly above us anymore.
Okay. Yeah, so you're not trying to direct. You're not trying to do a vertical takeoff. You're trying to do a
like an airplane would.
Yep,
yeah,
yep, a vector takeoff, which is probably a good move. Away you go. Go ahead and make a piloting roll.
One.
That's okay.
Is that enough?
Well, we're about to find out.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Ooh, oh my good. God.
Your ship is going to take a beating as you go. Their ship is just blasting the hell out of it now.
Can I return fire?
Can...
So you guys have to decide, because your vessel cannot take that much stress, what consequence your vessel is going to take.
Oh, man. What do we have a list of consequences?
No, you kind of make them up, but
turn signals are broken.
Well, that's a mild consequence. That'll take that down by two.
So, do you guys mind me spending one out of the crew to do that? Because I think
add to your pilot.
Yeah.
Because that will reduce the amount of stress you're taking. You won't take six; you'll take four.
Exactly.
That
makes sense.
Yeah.
Do it.
And I'm going to tag everybody on this crew needs to chill, but I'm like sort of aiming that feeling towards the fucking pirates.
Yeah.
They need to fucking chill.
I love how our crew is treating them as if they're just a little too aggro.
Hey guys, just calm down a little bit.
Hey man, it's only a video game. Just the L.
Your captain's obviously hurt somehow. Never mind that we shot her several times.
Okay, so you managed to take off. You're still going to have to take like a mild consequence to avoid having your ship disabled completely or destroyed completely, I should say.
Well, the mild consequence can be what Gralcom said.
Your signals are you've lost signal lights, basically.
I'm cool with that, but can we also maybe instead can we make it ugly? Not only would that be, I think, thematically appropriate if the ship keeps looking uglier and uglier every time we go out. I also would like if that
Trans-Galaxy's. Yeah, get the logo hit as well.
Yeah.
Trans-Galaxy isn't going to give you a lot of money to buy new parts, so you're going to have to put parts on here that are probably not from this vessel. So it's going to start looking like a Frankenstein ship over time.
I love that.
I also think that the logo should stay just because, like, imagine that logo staying every time we get into a scrape and sticky. Like, how the fuck does it keep surviving this shit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was hoping it would be the portrait of Dorian Gray for me, because I didn't get...
Nice. Well, guys, I think this is actually a good place to break. Nice and suspenseful. That's our adventure for this week. We hope you enjoyed listening to Dungeon Not Included. If you did, please tell a friend, leave us a 5-star review and encouraging comments on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps spread word for new shows like ours. You can follow the latest from the Dungeon Not Included crew on Twitter at @DNICrew, or over at Facebook at Dungeon Not Included, or at our home on the Non-Productive Network at non-productive.com/DNICrew. Where you can find articles, character sheets, and Patreon exclusives, as well as our latest episodes. All of us do this for the love of the game, but every little bit helps us keep making Dungeon Not Included. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.